and this new edition will follow on at the end of this edition of Chatterbox. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Sophie Yeomans.
We will have news from around the city and a selection of letters from the evening news, and a feature by Derek James. This week, we welcome new listeners, Mrs. Helen Watkinson of Taverham and Mrs. Jean Riley of Swaffham. Hello, we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly chatterbox. We start with news of the beast from the east and its effects in and around the city.
Council bosses say it's too early to say what the financial implications are of a missed week of work on the Norwich Northern Distributor Road due to the beast from the east. The final stretch of the NDR will open later than anticipated, after the beast snatched away a whole week of work. The forecasted completion date for the stretch connecting Wroxham Road to Postwick is now Thursday, April the 5th, falling just short of the goal of opening the road in its entirety before Easter. The slight delay has come as a result of the beast from the east's impact on county roads, with the heavy snowfall preventing work from being carried out. David Alfrey, Highway and Major Projects Manager for Norfolk County Council, said, "We lost the best part of a week's work. It has taken a huge amount of effort to get it just to the stage we are now, but it's quite frustrating."
Gritter drivers, farmers and members of the community have all been thanked for their efforts during the beast from the east. Heavy snowfall and particularly drifts meant those tasked with keeping the roads safe and clear had their work cut out. Norfolk County Council's Highways Department has been left to count the costs of the exercise, with early indications suggesting the additional work has cost around £800,000, hoped to be covered through existing departmental budgets. Councillors lauded the efforts of its highway team and county's farmers in coping with the conditions. Members of the highways team and farmer Daniel Skinner were invited to a meeting of the council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee to be acknowledged for their efforts. Mr. Skinner, who was one of around 80 farmers who gave up his time to help those struggling with the conditions, said there was a real community effort across the county. He said, "We were put on hold from 2 or 3 days before the snow, and for the whole week, attitudes to tractors on the road completely changed. People were so grateful to see us, when maybe at other times a tractor on the road is a frustrating sight. However, I have received such gratitude since, my wine cellar is getting rather full. It was definitely hard work, but I encountered real community spirit at the same time. There was an army of people in 4x4 vehicles out helping and others going out and about collecting things for their neighbours."
A church in Norwich provided homeless people with food and shelter over last weekend. Snow, minus temperatures and strong winds presented rough sleepers with perilous living conditions, and the former Silver Road Baptist Church in Mousehold Avenue opened its doors to help protect the vulnerable. Norwich Central Baptist Church is now responsible for the building, which was opened as part of the Severe Weather Emergency Protocol. The building was opened for 3 nights and 30 camp beds with sleeping bags were provided. Seoul Church's Love Into Action team cooked hot meals each night and also provided shuttle buses, which transported rough sleepers from the city centre to the building. Mark Fairweather Tall, Reverend at Norwich Central Baptist Church, said, "When there's a need in the community, it's really good that groups of people from many walks of life come together to make a difference."
A charity sleep-out event has raised a record £39,000 in aid of vulnerable young people in Norfolk. The Benjamin Foundation's annual Norfolk Sleep-Out saw 120 people brave the elements on a cold November night last year. It took place in the EDP and Norwich Evening News office car park on Rouen Road and gave people a taste of what life is like sleeping rough. The charity, which helps homeless people get off the streets, said the sleepout raised the most money in the event's history. Chris Elliott, the charity's marketing and fundraising manager, said the money was already having a direct impact. "We have ring-fenced an initial £18,000 of the sleepout money to be accessed by the young people in our accommodation," he said. "Our staff at these services help the young people living with us focus on their aspirations and help them on their path to a stable and independent future. The Benjamin Foundation provides a home and support to more than 100 vulnerable young adults in Norfolk and Suffolk to prevent them from becoming homeless."
It's one of our most iconic buildings and a place where any musician would be proud to perform. And now local performers and artists are being given the chance to fill the rafters of Norwich Cathedral with song in a special Norfolk Day celebration. Norfolk Day Ambassador, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, Dean of Norwich Cathedral, said they were planning a series of performances in the cathedral throughout the day and into the evening as part of the day's celebrations. She said the event would celebrate the great variety of skills and talents displayed by the people of this county. If you run a choir or perform as a soloist, if you're a member of a drama or dance group, or you write stories or poems, or produce art or craft work, we would love to hear from you. The event is one of several already planned for the July the 27th initiative, which is backed by the Evening News, the EDP and the BBC. Norfolk Day has drawn support from the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, the Norfolk business community, local residents, community organisations and celebrities.